Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN Upstate welcomes you to the Saturday Morning Scramble.
He's got
the latest scores, news, and interviews from the world of Upstate High School football, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Call 844-GSP-ESPN. Text keyword ESPN, followed by your message to 71307. Now, here's your host, Cole Bryson. It's the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate.
Let's go. Let's get up. Let's get after it. Saturday Morning Scramble. Rob Jones, the hardest working man in radio, filling in for Cole Bryson. Season finale edition of the program. State championship weekend in high school football at Benedict College in Columbia. Three games in the books. Two more to go today. We're talking about all that, and we've got some more coming up on high school football. Gaffney play-by-play man Brock Hamrick going to join us at 9:15 or 9:15-ish here this morning, and we will have him. We'll talk about Dutch Fork and Gaffney, 5A Crown, the marquee game, the main event, 5 o'clock kickoff today at Benedict College. Also today, a high noon showdown for the 1A Crown. Southside Christian puts it on the line, looking for back-to-back state championships. They'll take on Bamberg Earhart. Southside Christian looking for their third state title since 2015. And one thing that has benefited Southside Christian during that stretch where they've had the state title in 2015, they were in 1A at that time. They are in 1A again for this run from last year to this year. They have been in 2A during realignment during that process, and one of the things that's benefited them is the opportunity to be in 2A these last couple of years. As you know, South Carolina High School League does evaluation for realignment every 2 years, and so you have some new alignment there. Southside Christian has fluctuated between 1A and 2A in the last few years, and at the 2A level, there are some hurdles that you don't necessarily have in the upper state bracket for 1A. In 1A upper state, you know, Lamar is always good, and geographically they're not in the upper state, but they're put in the upper state bracket. The 1A small school division, you've got a lot more 1A schools in the lower part of the state than you do the upper, so therefore some of those schools geographically located in the lower state have to come up to the upper state bracket to kind of balance things out from there. But you look at the 2A level, you've had Abbeville, who's been a dynasty, was unable to get it done this year, did get beat by Great Collegiate in 2A. But you've got Abbeville, it's a hurdle to climb to get over every single year almost at the 2A level. Christ Church, who's been very good, transitioning to the 2A level. Great Collegiate winning their first state championship, and they've been a good program at the 2A level as well. So there's some different hurdles in the upper state 2A as opposed to the 1A. Southside Christian in the 1A for the last couple of years, they've been able to benefit from that. They've got an opportunity today to win the state championship against Bamberg Earhart, who ironically they beat in 2015, the first part of this run for the state championship. So we'll see how that goes down at noon. And then Dutch Fork and Gaffney coming up at 5 o'clock. That one is one where Dutch Fork is a powerhouse. They have won, I believe, 60 straight games or something like that. They seemingly are almost invincible, but this Dutch Fort team doesn't seem to be as invincible. And you look at a Gaffney team who's absolutely battle-tested, played one of the toughest schedules in the state, and has come through it undefeated. I think that gives them the medal, so to speak, that they're going to need to beat a South Point to beat a Dutch Fort team today who is riding such a dominant win streak. I do think there's an aura around Dutch Fort that Gaffney's going to have to get over. So I do think the first 5 to 8 minutes of the game, very important, because you have to kind of do away with that aura. You have to believe that these guys are human and that they're beatable. And I think that first 5 minutes is going to determine some of that. And I think Gaffney needs to get off to at least a solid start, if not a good start, to be able to beat Dutch Fort. They need to believe it, and I think in that first 5 minutes, if they can come out and play with some momentum there, they'll begin to believe it even more. And belief is something that is a momentum-building thing and is a hard thing to overcome when a team believes that they can do it. And I think Gaffney will be able to believe in themselves that they can beat Dutch Fort if they're able to start hot today. We're going to talk to Brock Hamrick in a few minutes about that as well. Going back to Thursday night, South Point, your 4A state champions, they roll Buford 41-7. Buford did not score until 1:42 left in the game. South Point's defense creates 4 turnovers. They hold Buford to 165 total yards, and this was a Buford team that was dominant in the lower state throughout the playoffs. South Point absolutely dismantled them. South Point rolls up 566 total yards of offense, which is a pretty astronomical number at the high school level, especially in a state championship game. They had 3 interceptions from their DBs, 4 turnovers they created as a whole there. One of those interceptions comes from Syracuse commit Quan Peterson, a defensive back at South Point. The secondary for South Point been strong all year. They were dominant in that game against Buford. The nickname, and I love this. I don't know who gave them this nickname, but I love this. The Seatbelt Gang, Quan Peterson said after the game when he was asked by the media why the Seatbelt Gang moniker. He said, quote, "Because you can't go anywhere without a seatbelt on." I like that there. I like how those guys play with a lot of swagger. South Point, your state champions in 4A, their 7th state title in program history, first since 2017. And that was a four-peat they had in 17 there, 14, 15, 16, 17. Their first state championship under current head coach Devontae Holloman, a South Point guy there. So they're able to win it from there. Xavier McCrory, their quarterback, 17 of 30, 347 yards, 9 carries, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns. They dominated the game. Did South Point led 28-0 at half. They had 4 receivers with 3 or more catches. Damari Kendrick led the way, 6 catches, 169 yards. Run game of Jaquan Thompson and Caleb Sims there was pretty solid as well. Thompson, 14 carries, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sims, 15 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown. And South Point, your state champions in 4A. In 3A, Daniel wins the back-to-back state titles, 45-20. They beat Camden in a rematch of last year's state championship game. Meshawn Kelly, a junior receiver for Daniel, was dominant. He and Jalen Brown Wallace, those two receivers there, along with Eli Merck, those guys were pretty much dominant in the game. And Camden had a lot of issues trying to cover those guys. Kelly had 11 catches, 112 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. He also has a 71-yard touchdown run on his only carry of the game there. Jalen Brown Wallace, a touchdown catch as well. Daniel head coach Jeff Frewster is an alum there, a former player, has now led them to back-to-back state titles. He's a guy that early on in his tenure, you know, they struggled out of the gate a little bit. There was some talk, some murmuring, a little bit of heat from some of the Daniel boosters that I talked to there to kind of put Coach Frewster under the gun. Luckily, cooler heads kind of prevailed. The administration there, you know, gave Coach Frewster time, and with that time, he's given them back-to-back state championships from there. So that's a good lesson in sometimes the things that we're looking for are not going to come instantly. And I think that was a good example of that. And Daniel able to now become back-to-back state champions there. They had that drought of state championships between 98 and last year. They've now won back-to-back. Daniel quarterback Trent Pierman is a candidate for Mr. Football. He's a finalist. That'll be announced next week, next Saturday at the North-South All-Star Game in Myrtle Beach. Pierman helped himself last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, 27 of 36, 272 yards, four touchdowns. Daniel senior class, 46-3, they go out. Best senior class winning percentage in school history, and that's saying something when you look at all of the Daniel history that you have and the tradition that they have going back to the 80s and 90s for this senior class to come out 46-3. Think about this. You're a member of the senior class at Daniel, and something you can say forever and ever more is you won two more state championships and had a higher win percentage as a senior class than Nuke Hopkins. That's your claim to fame. It doesn't matter if you touch the football again in your life. You can tell your grandkids, hey, that guy who's in the NFL Hall of Fame, that guy Nuke Hopkins, yeah, well, your granddad won two more state championships than Nuke Hopkins. Like, that is your claim to fame if you're Daniel's senior class. Shout out to them. They dominate Camden 45-20 and win the back-to-back state championships, bringing it back to Pickens County there. Two-way last night, Gray Collegiate, their first ever state title as they dismantle Silver Bluff 49-14. Gray Collegiate just 8 years as a program. KZ Adams is a finalist. Their running back is a finalist for Mr. Football, and he very well should be. 309 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Dominant performance on the biggest stage that you can get on there in the state championship. Gray handles Silver Bluff. They win 14 to finish 14-1 after winning 49-14 last night. So those three games in the books today. The 1A state championship game, a noon kick. As you heard, Coach Mike Sonneborn and Southside Christian. Coach Sonneborn on in the last hour, and Southside Christian takes on Bamberg Earhart, looking for back-to-back state championships. Are the Sabres there, and the only team in the Greenville County region here that's still playing. In 5A, Dutch Fork and Gaffney. Can Gaffney pull the upset? Everybody awaits that with bated breath coming up at 5 o'clock at Benedict College. It's going to be crazy. The Reservation Road Show for Gaffney. They're going to show up. They're going to show out. That's what they do. Dutch Fork's going to come in major numbers, too, in close proximity. All that is going to be the makings of a big-time matchup. We're going to talk to Brock Hamrick, the play-by-play man from Gaffney, in just a minute about that when we come back from the break. We've got college football to talk about here later on in the program. We'll take your calls in the bottom half of this hour as well at 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776. You can text the show, Ingles Markets text line, easy for me to say, 71307, 71307, Ingles Markets text line. Start your text with ESPN and go from there. All that coming up. Brock Hamrick coming up on the other side of the break. We'll talk Gaffney and Dutch Fork with the play-by-play man for the Indians coming up. It's the Saturday Morning Scrabble on ESPN Upstate. Rob Jones and Drew producing the show. As always, we're back with more. Brock Hamrick on the other side of the break.
This is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're in the game on the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
State Championship weekend in Columbia. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble. Rob Jones in the house for Cole Bryson this morning. There has been state championships decided in 4A, 3A, and 2A to this point. Two more to be played for today. The main event from Benedict College, 5 o'clock kickoff, is Gaffney and Dutch Fork for the 5A crown, the largest classification in the state. My guest at this time, he's the voice of the Gaffney Indians. You've heard him on this program on a weekly basis. He's your friend and mine, Brock Hambrick. Brock, good morning. Thanks for the time. An exciting time for Gaffney football.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate you guys having me on, and it certainly is. And waking up this morning for the team and knowing that you're headed to the high school, you're going to eat a pregame meal, and you're headed to Columbia. And you have the opportunity to possibly pull one of the biggest upsets we've seen in the Palmetto State, the nightcap game at Benedict College against a team that many say are unbeatable. So the storylines are endless, but I know Gaffney is just excited to have the opportunity to travel down on Saturday.
How's the vibe around the town of Gaffney been this week going into the state championship game?
I can tell you, Rob, of course, going out in the community, and we had a community pep rally last night, and what a turnout from the Gaffney community. They're hungry. This is a Gaffney fan base that is used to winning, and this is the longest drought the Gaffney's had between state titles since that 20-year span from 65 to 85. And it was a Gaffney homegrown coach that led the Indians back to a state title game then. It was A.L. Curtis, now the second longest drought. It's Dan Jones, who played for the Indians, was an assistant coach. Like I say, Rob, this is this one feels right. And you can tell in the community that they're hungry for a victory.
Brock Hamrick is my guest. He's the play-by-play voice for the Gaffney Indians. Gaffney takes on Dutch Fork in the 5A state championship game this evening at Benedict College. Brock, you talked a little bit about Dutch Fork. We know they're a perennial power. You talked about it being an upset. This is a Dutch Fork team that a lot of people have expected to win the championship. What's been kind of the theme? What vibe are you getting from practice this week in terms of Gaffney believing they can knock off this Dutch Fork team?
Well, Rob, when you look at it, Gaffney was actually scheduled to play a game against the Silver Foxes earlier in the season when the Indians had a pre-scheduled matchup with Rock Hill canceled. Of course, the tragic event that unfolded that fateful Tuesday night whenever they lost one of their own, and what a tough situation that was. And the game was canceled, and both teams have since continued their seasons, but this is an opportunity now to see that matchup. But I can tell you, if Gaffney and Dutch Fork would have played back in week one of the season, Dutch Fork would have beat Gaffney probably by multiple scores, maybe two touchdowns. This is a different Gaffney team. We'll see how different Dutch Fork is as they played a lot of upper state competition, but it was early in the season.
Dutch Fork and Gaffney going to meet for the state championship tonight. My guest is Brock Hammert, Gaffney play-by-play man. Brock, Gaffney has had a gauntlet of a schedule, remains undefeated. You know, the talk surrounding Dutch Fork is they're a great program, but they don't see the same level of competition week in and week out. Is it fair to say Gaffney's more battle-tested?
No, I think that's certainly the case, Rob. And when you look at the Indians' gauntlet of the playoffs, you had to knock down usually a really good Rock Hill program. They're down this year. And then you turn around and host T.O. Hanna, knock off a Yellow Jacket team that was in the state title a season ago, the same team that ended Gaffney's season last year in the COVID-shortened year. Then you have to turn around and go to Northwestern, a place until 2016 Gaffney had not won a playoff game on the road to District 3 in over 25 years. And then you have the opportunity to go to Spartanburg, the oldest rivalry in the state, knock off the Vikings under a second-year coach who has the program turned around. They're just missing a couple pieces. They'll be back next year. But now this year, Gaffney has the chance to do it. And it's a great storyline. I think the Indians are certainly battle-tested, and we'll see that later this afternoon.
With Gaffney taking on Dutch Fork, in your mind, what are the biggest concerns for Gaffney in terms of what Dutch Fork has from a personnel standpoint?
It all starts at the wide receiver position with Antonio Williams, an unbelievable athlete. He's a four-star recruit. He may be one of the best football players, one of the best athletes in the state of South Carolina. And then you turn around and look at the guy that's managing the game for them offensively, Davin Patterson, a solid passer. He controls the game. He knows how to get the ball to his guys in open space. Jarvis Green, the running back, he's just a junior. He's had 1,500 or 1,600 rushing yards this year. They're a nightmare offensively. Flip over to the defensive side. There's a couple guys that stand out, C.J. Wicker being the one at the middle backer position. The others, though, there's not a ton of storylines on them. They've given up some points this year to a Sumter team that maybe is not what Sumter's been in the past. So maybe some question marks there. I think that's where a lot of the game's going to play out. And offensive and defensive line, this game is going to come down to the trenches.
Brock Hammerick is my guest. He's the play-by-play man for the Gaffney Indians. Gaffney and Dutch Fork will do battle at Benedict College this evening, a 5 o'clock kick for the 5A state championship. Brock, Gaffney and Dutch Fork meeting today. We saw Gaffney last week with a win over Spartanburg. Grayson Loftus at the quarterback position probably played his best games, what you told me last week, in the Spartanburg game. So we fast forward to this matchup. You feel like now that Loftus has really went toe-to-toe with Raheem Greer and played such at a high level last week that probably Gaffney has a little bit of an advantage maybe at the quarterback position?
Well, I can tell you, if you look back over the last couple of years at Gaffney teams when they get in the postseason, the Indians this year have used the same formula. It's a balanced offensive attack. That's what it was last week. Tyler Smith had about 200 yards, 178 rushing, another 25 or so catching the football. Grayson Loftus had 256. Both of them had four touchdowns. That is what it takes. You've got to have the quarterback and a running back, whether it's Tyler Smith and Ken Littlejohn or one or the other. Gaffney's got to get the run going early. And there's playmakers outside, and Gaffney showed that last week. So we'll see how the Indians handle that. But it's certainly nice to see the defense is continuing to do their job, and the offense has become much more balanced here later in the postseason.
What's been kind of the message and vibe you get from Gaffney in preparation and practice with Coach Jones and kind of their theme going into this state championship?
I actually had the opportunity to travel down with Coach Jones and the assistant coaches, support staff, and the team down to Columbia on Thursday afternoon or Thursday morning, and we went down and they had a quick practice walkthrough at the Jerry and Steve Spurrier inside practice facility on the campus of the University of South Carolina. I left there and the kids enjoyed lunch at Doc's Barbecue, and then we went to Benedict. And Coach Jones told them on the field, said, "Hey guys, get a look at this." He said, "This is where you have the opportunity. You deserve it, and your job's not done yet." So that was his message to the team, and the team kind of walked around and got a feel of the locker rooms and just something that Coach Jones wanted the team to be prepared for. And then they came back to Gaffney around 3:30 or so. And went back and then came back this morning. But like I say, I feel like this team is prepared, and Coach Jones knows that they deserve the opportunity, and they're going to seize the moment.
Brock Hammerick is my guest, Gaffney play-by-play man. The Indians in the 5A state championship this evening taking on Dutch Fork. Brock, we know that Gaffney is a football crazy town, has a great fan base, taking on Dutch Fork, who's closer to the stadium for sure and closer proximity. But do you feel like Gaffney will travel in a way that they did against Spartanburg last week and kind of have a bigger contingency of fans on hand there in Columbia?
Hey, Rob, what do you call it? The Reservation Road Show?
Reservation Road Trip, yeah.
That's what it was last week at Spartanburg for Gaffney fans. They've been gobbling up tickets all week long. We've been sharing the link and making sure everyone's prepared for what to expect at Benedict College. I can tell you, Gaffney will undoubtedly have the most fans in that stadium, probably for every other game combined. People don't understand what it means to these members of the Gaffney community. They're going to show up and show out for this team, and it's going to be a fun environment come later this afternoon around 5 o'clock or so.
Brock Hamrick is my guest, Gaffney play-by-play man. You know, Brock, we obviously know that you are the play-by-play voice for Gaffney, but even more than that, man, you're a homegrown guy from right there. You kind of become a historian of Gaffney football. As I understand it, you've got a book out that chronicles the Gaffney program. Talk a little bit about that book and where folks who are interested in that can find it.
Yeah, I can tell you, whenever we were approaching the 100th year in 2020 for Gaffney Indian football, we said we need to put together the information of the past 100 seasons. And Tommy Martin, my publisher here at the Cherokee Chronicle, and Gaffney and my managing editor, John Martin, sat down and said, let's write a book. And Charles Wyatt, the former managing editor here at the Cherokee Chronicle, helped us as well. And we went through and pulled all the scores dating back to 1920. The pictures of the team that we could find, information about the coaches, all the coaching records, some of the biggest game stories, excerpts from newspapers. It's just a 200-page coffee table book that just conglomerates Gaffney football, and it's a great opportunity to learn about other schools as well. A lot of features of rivalries, so it's a great opportunity. And like I say, right now we've got them on sale for $25, and those can be purchased by calling the Chronicle.
So call the Cherokee Chronicle to get the book. Give us the title of the book.
The book is called Pride and Tradition, the 100-year history of Gaffney High School football. And the phone number, Rob, is 864-488-1016.
Okay, that's 488-1016.
Yes, sir, 488-1016.
All right, that's how you get the book on Gaffney football. But another big chapter coming up tonight, Brock, in the story of Gaffney football and the history. Where does this rank, if Gaffney wins this, where does this rank in the all-time wins list in your mind?
Well, I can tell you, I've been around Gaffney football and followed it consistently at every game since Dan Jones took over in 2010. And I can guarantee you, if Gaffney is able to pull this off, 100% it will be one of the best wins of the past couple decades. When I spent 3 months combing over information to put in the book that we did, you learn about a lot of other good streaks and good runs that teams had. But I can tell you, Rob, in talking with other people that have been around, this could be one of the best Gaffney runs through a season this year if the Indians can pull the upset later tonight. I don't think anyone would dispute it, but what I hope, Rob, is if this game doesn't go Gaffney's direction, that this team here is not forgotten about like the other two that lost in state title games in 93 and 2011, because those were two exceptional teams as well.
Brock Hamrick is my guest, Gaffney football play-by-play man, the Indians in the 5A state championship against Dutch Fork. Brock, we know that Dutch Fork's been, you know, a perennial powerhouse. With that said, is there an aura that surrounds the Dutch Fork program maybe that Gaffney's going to have to kind of shake that off in the early going of the game?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. They're the most dominant team right now in the Palmetto State. They've won 6 out of the last 8, 5 consecutive. They have not lost a game in 62 games. It's just unreal numbers right now from the Dutch Fork program. But let's look back to what Gaffney's been able to do in the past. When teams have had streaks, Burns did the same thing in the early 2000s. 2006, they move up to the Division I level of Class 4A. Gaffney knocks them off twice in a season, snaps the streak. There's a lot of that that's happened over the years, Rob, and I think this year could be a similar thing that we see here later this evening, of Gaffney snapping another streak. and how fitting it would be. We've been through a lot as a society, and since Gaffney last won one, it would be fitting to return to hopefully normalcy on Saturday night.
Are you going to grand marshal the parade if Gaffney wins the state championship?
Oh, no. We're going to put Gaffney head coach Stan Jones and his assistants behind him and let them do it. It's all them. And I've just had the honor of covering this team. It's been a lot of fun. There's some great kids and great stories on this team, and I wish I had time to tell them all.
Yeah.
We could talk for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it's just a great group of kids, and I enjoy being around them. And I can't thank Coach Jones enough for allowing me the access to the program that he has over the last several seasons. And it's something that you don't see much.
How important, Brock, do you think, you know, does Tyler Smith have to have a mind-boggling performance like he did last week with the 4 touchdowns and the over 200 all-purpose yards, that kind of thing? Does he have to kind of take over this game for Gaffney to win it, you think?
I think there's going to have to be someone. But with a team like Gaffney, the Indians, unlike years past when the Tribe has made a run, this year Gaffney has multiple playmakers on both sides of the football. It doesn't have to be Tyler Smith. It could be Grayson Loftus or Ken Littlejohn, or maybe Edward Jeffries at wide receiver. Someone can take over that game, flipping on defense. You've got Eddie Tate McDowell, Landon Bullock, and J.D. Dowdle, who are three-year starters for the Tribe defensively. If one of those guys starts making plays, like I say, it's a comforting feeling if you're a Gaffney fan going down and understanding that, hey, we don't have to have one guy make plays. Our whole team is capable.
Brock Hamrick has been my guest. Gaffney India's play-by-play man. Gaffney taking on Dutch Fork later on today. 5 o'clock kickoff from Benedict College for the 5A state championship there in Columbia. Brock, we appreciate your time here this morning. Good stuff like always. Have a great call of the state championship game. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Rob, I certainly appreciate it. We're heading down I-26 right now and about to hopefully arrive at the stadium, getting an early start. But we're looking forward to it, and we appreciate you having me on. And best of luck the rest of the show.
And that's Brock Hamrick, Gaffney play-by-play man, as the Indians will take on Dutch Fork for the 5A state championship today at Benedict College in Columbia, 5 o'clock kickoff. For that one, we're going to take a break here. We come back, we'll talk a little college football. We'll talk some high school football recruiting, some of the top prospects in the upstate, where you can expect them to go, all that coming up more on that. And we'll talk some college football championship games, coaching carousel, all that coming up in the last couple of segments of the program here. You can get in, open phones, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. You can text the show, Ingles Markets text line, 71307. That's 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Back with more after this. It's the Saturday Morning Scramble. I'm Rob Jones, and for Cole Bryson on ESPN Upstate. It is the season finale of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Rob Jones in the building, Drew Townsend producing your show this morning. The Harness Working Man and Radio taking you up to 10 o'clock. 2 segments left. Your chance to get in. Open phones, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN.
Now, if you're the hardest working man in radio, that means I'm the second hardest working man? Is that what you're implying here?
I don't know.
Because I'm working the phones and everything when they call.
You are, and you do a tremendous job. You do a tremendous job. I don't know what the rankings are.
Okay.
And I don't use this platform as just the way to justify that ranking.
Okay.
All right. So,
co-hardest working man is what you're saying.
You could be. Okay. If you want to lay claim to that, you know, you guys can fight it out.
All right.
I'm the Georgia of this deal, sitting at number one. And 2, 3, 4, we could figure out the playoffs at that point. So
all right.
If you want to put yourself in a playoff conversation,
I could be Michigan.
You could be Michigan.
Am I better than Georgia is the question.
I don't think so.
You know, we're watching College Game Day right now on the television behind you. And
yes.
That facility where they have the games and everything, I worked there when they had the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And they had all these displays and games and everything like that, and live reporters would come in. And so
right.
I know exactly where they're televising all of that right now at the World Congress Center. It is the coolest facility, just like a mile long, indoors, underground, of all these things.
Yeah, they have a great facility in Atlanta. Atlanta's a great college football town and, of course, going to be home to the SEC championship game. That's coming up this afternoon.
Always is, yep.
A whole lot of intrigue around that for sure.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be an absolute beatdown. I'm calling it now.
Georgia is
going to win by two touchdowns. I'll say 17 points.
Wow. I think that's a lot of points. I think Georgia's the better team. I don't think there's much doubt about that. I think this is the year. If you're a Georgia fan, you've been waiting since before Drew or I was born,
yep,
since your last national championship. This is your window. If you don't get it this year, you may not get it.
Well, they've been recruiting five stars repeatedly, and of course, Kirby Smart wants the dynasty that Nick Saban mastered, that Dabo Sweeney had, and that's very possible the way Georgia has been recruiting. Right now, the over-under is 48.5. I will definitely take that. I think Georgia scores.
Take the over?
I'll take the over on
take
that.
The over. I like that number, too.
I think Georgia will score at least 31 points, but I do not see Alabama scoring more than 21.
Yeah.
After coming off this Auburn game, it just. You look at, they're a fraud. They can't run the ball. Bryce Young is going to have a better game than Stetson Bennett, maybe throwing the ball.
But
if they can't run it, that's not a balanced attack.
Yeah, and you can't be one-dimensional against Georgia.
No.
We've seen that's not going to work. I agree with you there. I do think there was some overlooking of Auburn that kind of changed the complexion of that game. I think Alabama is better than Auburn. I think they were looking ahead a little bit. I think there's another very interesting factor. One of my best friends in the world is a pretty astute college football fan, and he and I have been talking. He's been saying for the last couple of weeks that there's a mental component to this game, and I believe he's right in that, and we're going to see how that translates. And that mental component is that Georgia has not been able to beat Alabama. It's been 2007 since Georgia's beaten Alabama.
Right.
They have not been able to get over that hurdle. That's a mental thing there. And Saban is, I think, 24-1. He's got one all-time loss to former assistants.
Which was this year.
To Jimbo Fisher.
Texas A&M. Yeah. The second one is coming. It will be because the mental hurdle is for fans. It is not for Kirby Smart. He has a swagger. He has a chip on his shoulder. He's been there before in seconds away of doing it.
See, I'm opposite on that. I don't think that has anything to do with fans because I think it's – in the minds of the guys who have to get over the hurdle.
Not this year. Bryce Young is going to have a lot of grass stains.
If you and I play 10 times and you beat me 10 times, there's that mental aspect that I've got to get over. Like, I got to get over that hurdle. Now, they could channel that and use that as momentum and motivation. That
I think
happen.
They will, yeah.
Or they could feel the pressure of that and play tight because of it. I mean, we
Stetson
don't know
Bennett
how
has been cool as a cucumber. I just think the fans are scared to death. They don't want the hope to rise all the way up and be disappointed again. Georgia fans, no worries.
I think Georgia's going to win the game. I do. But I do think there's that mental component to take into consideration with that. I mean, you have to do it before it's done, and they have to prove it. Today's the day to do that. This year's the time to do that. I think Georgia's been the best team all year, and I think they're going to be better than Alabama today. The Georgia defense, to me, is transcendent. They're as good a defense as we've seen in quite some time, probably a decade. Dominant defense, and Jordan Davis, in my mind, should be a finalist for the Heisman. There's not a defensive player in the country that affects the game more than Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
I think you have to go back all the way to Ndamukong Suh since we've seen a college football player at the defensive line position dominate the game the way that Jordan Davis does.
You know, so many people are just saying Georgia hasn't, like, played anybody. And what game do you feel the best about that Georgia played? I go back to the Arkansas game. I mean, it is so hard to shut out a team and to beat them down 37-0.
Yeah.
Was that the final score?
Something like that.
And the Kentucky team that had a chip on their shoulder. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Tennessee thought they might be able to score a few points. That was a joke.
The thing is, you can talk about their schedule all they want to, but probably nobody else in the country would just dismantle Arkansas. Arkansas is not a bad team.
Yeah.
Like, to dismantle them the way they did, that's impressive. This is probably one of, if not the best Kentucky team that they've had. And to beat them the way they did, you know, they have dismantled whoever's been in front of them. And look, I look at Alabama as a good team, but this isn't for Alabama, this isn't a great team.
Right, right.
This is a good Alabama team, but it's not anywhere close to some of the great
teams
they've
had. Georgia beats any team in the SEC. Any team. You have them play LSU. You have them play A&M. You have them play Ole Miss, and now you have them play Alabama. You put them up against any team, it feels like a letdown. The SEC is just not what it used to be. The real test is going to be the playoffs for Georgia. Otherwise, this whole season's a letdown.
See, to me, I think today is the playoffs.
I just
that's
don't
the
see
way
it.
I look at it.
Alabama is just not – it's a mediocre team.
I agree that they're not a great team. I think they're a good team. But I don't see anybody in the country when Georgia is at their best. I don't see anybody in the country beating them. I think Alabama has a little bit of an aura of that kind of mental component that I'm talking about over Georgia. And that's why I think today is a playoff game. Now, Georgia's going to get into the playoffs whether they win or lose. But – The caveat to that will be if they lose, how does that change their mentality and their momentum going forward? So, to me, today is a playoff game. They beat Alabama. They use that momentum going forward. I don't think there's anybody in the country that can beat them. You know, I've got kind of ties to Michigan. Got a lot of family there. Got a lot of, you know, kind of quasi-fanhood to that degree. But I don't think Michigan can play with Georgia.
I think they can. Michigan is reaching their pinnacle, their climax, at the perfect time. I know that was a bad loss to Michigan State at Michigan State. But they are coming together defensively, offensively. I think they're really going to show some good colors against Iowa today. I pick Michigan 11.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'll take Michigan 14 points. I think they win.
I think they win today, but I don't think Michigan is a team that can beat Georgia. I think the only team left that can beat Georgia is Alabama and Georgia themselves. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll put a wrap on things. We'll talk a little bit more about the coaching carousel, today's championship games and the college football landscape, all that coming up. It's a Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
School football rules on the Saturday morning scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday morning scramble. ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Down the stretch we come. Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate. I'm Rob Jones. Drew Townsend producing your show. It is Saturday. the state championship weekend for high school football. We've seen three champions decided, 4A South Point, a winner there over Beaufort Thursday night. They roll their way into a state championship 41-7. Daniel wins back-to-back state championships in 3A. They down Camden in a rematch of last year's championship game. They win that one 45-20. Jeff Frewster now brings back-to-back titles to the Daniel program. He is an alum there. Devontae Holloman, head coach of South Point, an alumnus of that school as well. We've got another alumnus looking to lead his program to the state championship, and that's Gaffney head coach Dan Jones. They take on Dutch Fork at 5 o'clock today. 1A state championship today, high noon showdown, Southside Christian and Bamberg Earhart. And in 2A last night, Great Collegiate wins their first ever state title. They dismantled Silver Bluff 49-14. Gray running back KZ Adams, a finalist for Mr. Football, and over 300 yards and three touchdowns last night as they won the state championship. Taking you up to the 10 o'clock time frame here, college football all over the place today. It's a exciting day. It's college football conference championship weekend also going on today, so that's a big thing to talk about. I did want to mention before we get out of here, Clemson backup quarterback Tyson Pumashan has entered the transfer portal. That makes the eighth Clemson Tiger to enter the portal since the beginning of this season. Pumashan has played in five games this season, going 11 of 19 total, 131 yards, a touchdown and one pick, 11 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown there. And I think that's nothing more than the writing on the wall for Tyson Pumashan. Despite the struggles of DJ Owangale this year at quarterback, Pumashan has not been able to overtake that spot. Then you couple that with the arrival of Clay Kubnik, who's coming in. Kubnik's going to come in as a five-star guy. He's going to push DJ, I think, from day one. And I think Tyson Pumashan sees himself as a man without a country in that situation. And he's going to transfer. And I think, you know, I always side with the player. Go where you can play. You've got a small window in your life to play this game. Go where you can play. And if he feels he can't play here, that's not going to happen, then he needs to go somewhere where he's going to get an opportunity. I never fault a guy for trying to better himself, and I'm not going to fault him there. You can a lot of people talk about, you know, the transfer portal is nothing more than free agency, this, that, and the other. You know, you can say that if you want, but until you've been in that situation, I don't think you can truly grasp it. And I'm going to side with the player every time on that situation, Drew.
I really like how competitive the ACC was this year compared to what I was expecting. I know a lot of people expected Miami and North Carolina to really rise up, and they were not even factors. When you look at the quarterback for Wake Forest, I mean, really making a name for himself.
Yeah, he's
look
great.
At Kenny Pickett at Pittsburgh. I mean, and those two going head-to-head today is going to be one of the best games.
It really is, and Kenny Pickett has really played himself into a position to become a pro. You know,
he's up round one for sure.
Yeah, he's a first-rounder. He's got an opportunity to play – in prime time tonight, really showcase himself in the ACC championship. Wake and Pitt. I'm gonna go with Pitt. I think they've been the best team in the league all year long. Wake cannot stop the run at all. I think when you give Pitt the opportunity to use the run game to set up the pass with Kenny Pickett, I think that's trouble. I think Pitt wins tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pittsburgh has just been playing so strong, averaging 40 points a game, and then coming off of Syracuse, 31-14, a Syracuse team that Wake Forest struggled against. We just see head-to-head matchups. Every team that Wake Forest really struggled with, Pittsburgh just seemed to really take care of business, and overall, that experience just wins out. Kenny Pickett has not been an overnight success by any stretch, but he is just a playmaker, And I agree. I think he's just going to pick him apart and probably score another 40 points on Wake Forest. Wake Forest isn't going to be able to keep up with that. What was the spread on that? I know I'd pulled that up earlier.
I want to say Pitt was a six-point favorite, but that's off the top of the head.
I think they got that down to like 3.5. Okay, so Pittsburgh, 3.5. I'll definitely take Pittsburgh on that. But the funny part was on this was the over-under 132 points.
That's nuts, man. Really?
If I read that right here, the Panthers, Demon Deacons money line has Pittsburgh 162 favorite, while Wake Forest 132 underdog.
I'm sorry.
Okay, over-under. I've got it over here. Okay, I'm sorry. I minimized that. I'm sorry. 71 and a half. There it is.
That's
okay,
still
that's
a lot of
that's
points.
Well, no, that's more like it because I expect Pittsburgh to score their 40. But Wake Forest might score 30, might be in there. That is a tough. Okay, so 72. There's
that
no
has
way.
To be a record if.
Yeah,
if that,
they're not going to both score 60 points. I mean,
Pac-12 title game last night. Utah dismantled Oregon for the second time this year. Utah wins the Pac-12. They'll take the Pac-12 spot in the Rose Bowl from there. Coming up noon kick today, you can hear Baylor and Oklahoma State right here on ESPN Upstate from Arlington, Jerry's World. Oklahoma State, a 6-point favorite, over-under is 46. The Cowboys are by far the best defensive team in the Big 12. They did beat Baylor in the regular season in Stillwater 24-14. All the common sense things tell me to take Oklahoma State, but my gut tells me to take Baylor because it's so hard to beat somebody in college football twice in a season,
right.
Even though Utah did it to Oregon. But I like Baylor to win the game just because of the fact it's so hard to beat somebody twice in a season.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying, and I don't know. Oklahoma State is playing for the playoffs. They got bigger dreams.
True.
They just match up really well against this team. I just have not been impressed with Baylor, and I'll tell you, coming off that big win of Oklahoma, it's just going to carry through to practice. I think Oklahoma State wins in a close one, but probably coming away with a 6-point win.
Okay, so right about where the line is for that. I think that there's extra pressure on Oklahoma State that there's not on Baylor. I think that makes the difference from there. We talked about the SEC championship game. We both think Georgia's going to win. You think they're going to win a little more than I do, but I do think they're going to take care of business. Big Ten title games tonight, Michigan and Iowa. I think both of us are on board with Michigan here. You know, they are, other than a meltdown late in the fourth quarter against Michigan State, that's all that separates Michigan and an undefeated record.
I think
they win tonight there. And with Alabama, we project them to lose. That opens up a spot in the playoffs. Oklahoma State can get it if they win. But lo and behold, Drew, I think Notre Dame's going to backdoor their way in if Oklahoma State loses.
Anything can happen. Even Ohio State is right there behind Notre Dame, which is ridiculous. But it could happen if Houston upsets Cincinnati.
Cincinnati win, and they're in, and they got to go. And we got to go, too. It's been the ESPN Upstate Saturday Morning Scramble here on the program. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.